Front Page Drama presents Scramble 2 for the Gentlemen. Front Page Drama brings you an amusing sketch on this same theme, Scramble 2 for the Gentlemen, a dramatization based on a story entitled A Dish of Scrambled Eggs Worth $2.5 million. It's found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the largest circulation in the world, well named The Nation's Reading Habit. It contains top-flight fiction, articles on history, science, and education. The American Weekly comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The setting of this story is a small cafe on a London side street. It is simply furnished, just a few tables and chairs. Bill Hawkins, the owner, sits smoking his pipe as he watches Molly, the serving maid, busily polishing the silver. Mr. Hawkins, formerly of the British Army, is talking.
So I says, Sergeant, give me a machine gun and a double ration of rum and I'll win your blooming war for you. He says, all right, Hawkins, here's your blooming machine gun and you'll get your double ration of rum when you've won the war.
And what did you say to that, Mr. Hawkins?
I says, I should go out and let the blooming heathen shoot me head off first. How would I drink me rum?
Willie Hawkins! Stop that talking. Get to polishing that table.
Yes, me love.
I mean for you to do it now, not presently.
See here, woman. You're only the cook, and I'm the proprietor.
Yes, but I'm your wife, and you're nothing but a lazy good-for-nothing.
Yes, me love.
And then what did you say to the sergeant, Mr. Hawkins?
Oh, how should I know? The minute I start telling the blooming story and get me pipe burning good, that woman says for me to go to work. Did you hear her? She practically ordered me, just like the blooming sergeant. Oh, I wished I had £1 million. I'd show her who's boss.
Well, what would you do if you had £1 million, Mr. Hawkins?
Well, to tell you the truth, Molly, I haven't done much thinking along that line. I think I'd open the biggest pub in this part of the city. And when the boys from the old regiment dropped in, I'd say, have a pint of stout on your old friend Hawkins.
Willie Hawkins?
Yes, me love, I'm polishing the table.
You're polishing your teeth with a lot of idle chatter.
He was only saying what he'd do if he had £1 million, Mrs. Hawkins.
Yes, I was saying I'd buy me old woman a hat with a blooming ostrich feather sticking in the top.
Your old woman?
Oh, the missus, I says. God bless her. I'd buy her a blooming hat with two ostrich feathers in the top. And then I'd buy a red single-seater and take a spin out in the country.
A single-seater? I suppose you'd leave your poor wife here to wear her fingers down to the bone.
No, me love. I'd buy a two-seater. You could have the back seat all to yourself. And then I couldn't hear you.
You're talking about £1 million. If we don't get more money in the till, there won't be a single farthing for stout. Not even enough for your rummy friends to stop up.
I'll thank you to leave my friends out of this.
And I'll thank you to keep your friends out of our stout. Now back to your polishing, you blooming windbag.
Yes, me love.
What else would you do, Mr. Hawkins, if you had £1 million?
Molly, what's the good of me trying to have any fun? The old woman would spoil it. Say, what would you do if your fairy godmother was to drop that chunk of money in your lap?
Oh, maybe I'd be a great lady.
A great lady, huh?
Yes. And have a castle. And I don't mean a castle what's tumbling down. Then I'd have me a big house in London and a carriage and a two-seater for spins in the country.
Molly, you're a girl after me own heart. And would you let old Bill Hawkins ride up in front with a chauffeur, maybe?
Oh, you could ride in the back seat.
You're not spoofing me.
Well, me, I'm not.
Now, will you be a good girl and take a look over the top of the swinging door at the old woman while I draws myself a pint?
Oh, you better be careful. She might catch you.
If she don't like for me to have a pint, she can jolly well lump it. Only she might lump it over me head.
Oh, look, Mr. Hawkins, here comes a customer.
Say, pipe the old gent in the bowler hat. And he looks like he had ready cash.
Yes.
Good morning, sir. I'll wait on him in person. Good morning, sir.
I heard you the first time. What's so good about it?
Well, that puts me in mind of a bill I saw at the cinema.
Oh, never mind that, you blithering idiot. I want some breakfast.
Oh, very good, sir. How about a pint of stout?
Oh, I've got indigestion, you H-dropping fool.
Oh, no offense intended, sir. Now, let me see. I have it. How about a bit of kidney pie and a dish of tea?
No, I want some eggs, scrambled nice and soft, with a toasted muffin and a cup of hot milk. Does your cook know how to scramble eggs?
Sir, the old woman is the best egg scrambler this side of London Bridge. That's what she is.
Willie Orkin?
Yes, me love. I was only telling the gentleman you was the best egg scrambler this side of the channel. And now, me love, and sink this into your thick skull. The gentleman wants 2 scrambled eggs, a cup of hot milk, a toasted muffin, and handle them eggs with loving care. Not like they was for me. Here you are, sir. A nice hot cup of milk, a toasted muffin with a bit of gooseberry jam on the side, and a beautiful, delicious plate of scrambled eggs. If the hen that laid them eggs could see them now, she'd be mighty proud.
I'll let you know in a minute. Take it away. Take it away!
You mean them beautiful eggs?
Yes. Did you drop those eggs on the floor?
No, but I can if you like, sir.
Oh, you thick skull. Go on. Take those eggs away. Oh, I could do a better job of cooking myself.
Cooking yourself, sir?
Never mind.
This here is going to make the missus awful unhappy.
Oh, hang the missus. And you too.
Well, don't be kicking like the major's blooming horse.
Who is that young lady over there?
Why, that there, sir, is Molly. She waits on table.
Uh-huh. Come over here, Molly.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Listen, Molly. I have indigestion, a bad stomach. I want some breakfast. I want some scrambled eggs, nice and soft, fluffy, creamy.
Yes, sir. I know exactly what you want. You want me to break the eggs into a boa, then beat them up soft and gentle-like.
I'll get the eggs. You stay and talk to the gentleman.
And another thing, sir, if I may be so bold as to tell you, you must never get angry and fuss before breakfast, sir. It's very bad for your stomach.
You're a smart girl, Molly. A very smart girl. I can't help it. The world is so full of dolts and thickheads like this lout.
Yes, sir. That's what I am, a thickhead. Here's the bowl, and here's the eggs, and the cream that you mixes with the eggs.
Are the eggs fresh?
I give you my word of honor, sir, they are fresh. When I went to get them, the missus was out in the backyard, sir, chasing the blooming hen, just to be sure that they was fresh.
Now, I'll mix them up right here in front of you. Now, I break them into the bowl. And another one. I take a fork and beat them together. Gentle and easy-like. You know, sir, it spoils the eggs if you beat them too hard.
That's most likely what was wrong when the old woman fixed them. She beat them like she was laying a rolling pin on me.
Now I stir in the cream. Not too much and not too little.
Oh, my dear girl, you're an artist.
How about me fetching the blooming electric grill? And then you can cook the eggs right under the gentleman's nose.
Hurry up, Mr. Hawkins.
Righto.
Molly, you remind me of a girl that once used to scramble me eggs and fix me tea things. Beautiful child she was, had hair like yours. The same shade of blue eyes.
Oh, thank you, sir.
She was the only person in the world that was dear to me.
And now, she's gone away, sir?
Yes, she's gone away. Forgive an old man if he gets sentimental. Hey, Hawkins! Honey, with that grill.
Coming, sir. Say, the missus was eating herself a pot of tea on the grill. And she was as mad as a hornet when I yanked it out from underneath the blooming teapot. Now, there you are, sir. Now, it'll be ready for the eggs in a jiffy.
There. Now, I think it's ready. Now, I let them harden around the edge. There, that's just right. Now I stir them gently again. Turn them over slowly and stir them again. There, now they're done. A plate, Mr. Hawkins.
At your elbow, Molly.
Beautiful. A work of art. superb.
And here's your knife and fork, sir.
Ah. Ah, delicious. My dear girl, those are positively the finest eggs I've ever eaten.
Thank you, sir.
Marty, I want you to remember exactly how you fixed these eggs this morning. Exactly, because tomorrow morning I'll be back, and very likely the morning after that, and after that.
Sir, my house will be honored, as the yellow heathens always says.
And the old gentleman kept his promise. He was back for breakfast the next morning, and many mornings thereafter. Then one morning, Molly and Hawkins had some news for him. News they hardly knew how to tell.
I say, sir, you know me old woman has been taking lessons from Molly about cooking eggs. The old girl has got so good she even surprises me.
I don't care how good she is. I insist on Molly doing the cooking, and no one else.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. A plate, Mr. Hawkins.
At your elbow, Molly Miguel.
There you are, Mr. Thomas. Another plate of eggs.
And another work of art.
But the missus is getting quite good, Mr. Thomas.
I told you how I felt on the matter. It's Molly or no one.
Mr. Thomas, I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but I'm afraid this is the last time I can fix your breakfast for you.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, if you must know, this is the last time, because tomorrow she will be a blooming, blushing bride.
Well, Molly, I never suspected such a thing. Who is the lucky man?
He's Frederick Boyd, sir, and he's a lance corporal in the King's Own.
Ah, congratulations. I mean my very best wishes. I'd like to shake the young man's hand.
Would you, sir? Oh, that's more than I hope to ask. I did want you to meet him.
Bring him here. Where is he now?
Oh, he's already here. I'll call him.
She was a bit shy about introducing him to you, sir. He hid him out in the kitchen with the missus. Oh, here he comes now, sir. And a handsome couple they are.
Oh, don't be bashful, Freddy.
Good morning.
This is Mr. Thomas, Freddy. Mr. Thomas, this is my future husband, Frederick Boyd.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Young man, I want to congratulate you. You're the luckiest chap I know.
Thank you, sir.
Sit down, all of you. Boyd, you're not only getting a mighty fine young lady, but you're also getting the best cook I've ever known. I'm going to miss her here. Molly? I suppose I should give the two of you something, a sort of wedding present. I haven't forgotten that first morning I came in here and she fixed that dish of scrambled eggs for me. All in all, it made a different man of me. Now, hand me my eggs, Hawkins, before they get cold.
Three years pass. Molly and Boyd are married. And then one day, the mysterious Mr. Thomas is found dead. For the first time, Hawkins and Molly discover he is Mr. Theodore J. Thomas, a wealthy eccentric.
You know, the old place ain't the same since his passing. We miss him sitting there eating his breakfast. Oh, say, Molly, there was a gentleman in here looking for you.
For me? And what was he like?
Oh, he was all full of importance and all that. Oh, blimey, here he comes again. I say there, sir, the lady you was hunting is here now.
Are you Mrs. Frederick Boyd?
I am, sir.
I am solicitor for the late Mr. Theodore J. Thomas.
Yes?
It may interest you to know you were named his sole beneficiary.
I was?
You inherit his mansion in Richmond, two automobiles and £500,000 in cash.
I do? Oh.
Well, blimey, she's fainted.
Quickly, a glass of water for the lady.
Make mine gin and bitters. I think I'm going to faint, too.
And so a soft answer and a dish of scrambled eggs turned away the wrath of the eccentric old gentleman and gave Molly the means of realizing her ambition to be a great lady. A modern Cinderella story that actually happened in London. Don't fail to read this and many other very interesting and worthwhile stories to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world. The best fiction, dramatic stories of science, history, travel, and education by the best writers have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. The American Weekly comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Be sure of your copy by ordering it in advance from your local news dealer or carrier boy.